What's on your mind? Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. Steve Bakken is here. We're ready to take your phone calls at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. It is so fun to get behind the microphone each and every weekday morning and find out what's on the minds of folks here in the greatest part of the world, the Northern Plains. And today on the program, we're going to go over to Watford City and talk about life in a boom town. Watford City's sort of the mini boom town, and they've
now
got
you
a.
You can't call them that.
Why?
You can't call them a boom town. That belongs to Williston. Williston wants to be known as Boomtown.
Boomtown USA, which I think is fantastic.
Yeah,
you and I have a difference of opinion on this. I think Boomtown USA is a great name for Williston. Who doesn't want to live in a boomtown?
The people in Dickinson, for one. Yeah, I think there's a bad connotation that comes with quote-unquote boomtown. The term boomtown implies that at some point it was a bust town or is going to be a bust town.
That's just if you let it.
Well, I had this discussion with Sean Kessel, the city administrator over at Dickinson. He's like, we don't want to be known as a boomtown. We're not. We're not a boomtown. We're a growing, thriving community that's busting our butts to get where we're at, and they are.
Okay,
yeah,
but let's think about showbiz here a little bit, right? If you're trying to say, what are we in a word, what in a phrase, a growing, thriving community, you know, I love Sean, I love Dickinson. But that isn't exactly, the kind of thing that grabs my attention. Boomtown USA says, yeah, I want to live in a Boomtown USA. So let's not ignore the elephant in the room. These are boomtowns. There's a lot going on. Don't ignore the elephant. Embrace it. Celebrate it. Now manage it. I mean, I'm not trying to be Pollyanna here. There's problems. There's challenges. There's difficulties. And life in the patch comes with its fair share of headaches. No question about it. But you know what? The alternative is tumbleweeds.
Yeah, I understand Williston's point and wanted to be know that, you know, hey, we've got all this going on. Let's grab it by the horns and ride that pony. Let's go. Let's get going on this. But I also understand Dickinson's. I tend to lean a little bit more towards Dickinson's mentality. It's like, we're not a boom because there's not going to be a bust. We've not gone through the cycle. Now, Williston's gone through boom and bust cycles. Is this different? I think it is. I think this isn't going to be a bust.
Technologically, it's different, right? Because
very
it's just
much.
When you're talking about the sheer amount of oil, the length that these wells are producing, how many there will be,
When you think of the technology side and think of the amount of oil that's getting out on a fracked well right now, depending on who you talk to, anywhere from 3 to 7%, in 5 years, okay, now it's up to 8 or 9%. Guess what? It's worth fracking that well again. So it's not going to be a bust. I can't see a bust in the future for this. So I guess they're booming, but I don't know if I like that connotation because there's some negative sides that come with being labeled a quote-unquote boomtown. I think I tend to side with Dickinson a little bit more.
You're arguing against yourself here because your point, and I hope folks heard you, we're talking about 4 to 8 barrels of every 100 that are in the Bakken are currently being recovered with the technology we have today. And I would just ask you to take a look at your cell phone and back the calendar up 3 years. All right? Let's just take 3 years. 10 years. Think of how that phone has changed. Well, the same thing's happening in oil and gas production, right? I mean, the technology is constantly changing. So if we get 4 to 8 barrels out of every 100 there now, with current technology, just imagine.
I'm working with you here on your analogy. So let me flip this open and die. Okay.
Yeah, you're actually doing it, the point is, you can do more on your phone today than you could by infantile percentage from 3 years ago. And so, just imagine a 1% increase in the recovery of this additional 1 billion barrels of oil from the Bakken. So the point is, it's not the boom bust, way of thinking, way of life of the past is gone. So let's embrace Boomtown USA. I say, way to go, Williston. And maybe we just want to have the listeners solve this. The folks are actually living in boomtowns, and you can settle this one. Weigh in on this debate or anything on our open phone time here at 800-228-0550. Bottom of the hour, we will go to Watford City, tell you about an affordable housing project for essential community personnel. Tell you about that. That's life in the Bakken for you. Congressman Kevin Cramer next hour, and he's here for the Talk Radio Town Hall, the Word from Washington, every Wednesday. Lots of ground to cover with him. Your calls, questions, comments on any and all topics, welcome for him. So there you go.
Kind of curious to find out what's going on in McKenzie County and up in Watford City, because there's so many projects that you have to think outside of the box, and they're doing it. And that's the fascinating side of what's going on out west.
Yeah, when Bismarck or Fargo or, you know, pick your town, Jamestown, I was there yesterday, they go out and hire a sheriff deputy or a police officer or, you know, a teacher. They say, here's what we have for a pay wage, and you go, you know, find yourself some housing, maybe an apartment if you're single, maybe a home if you're married with kids. Doesn't work that way in the oil patch, right? I mean, it's just because the what they pay, the market rates, wouldn't allow you to pay the market rates on housing. So this is, again, a challenge that they have met and in Watford City. So kudos to them. McKenzie County Economic Development Director Gene Veeder will be here, as well as the contractor from Consolidated Construction on this new project, just to give you a little snippet of life in the Bakken. Let's go to Larry in Fargo. First to weigh in today on what's on your mind at 800-228-0550. Hello, Larry, what's on your mind?
Boom or bust, Larry?
Well, what happens when Obama's EPA bans fracking?
Well, that's something, obviously, we'll talk with Congressman Kevin Cramer about it next hour. In fact, they just passed a states' rights energy bill last week, which puts state regulations first on hydraulic fracturing. So that battle's ongoing.
Do you think that's going to make any difference? Obama doesn't care what the law is.
Well, that was bipartisan, and Senator John Hoeven was one of the primaries on that. And that was a bipartisan bill. And states understand, because states are the ones that are broke, with the exception of North Dakota. A lot of states not in the financial situation we are.
Well, I think
the federal government, being EPA, takes precedent. EPA bans fracking, it's over.
True, but I mean, if you're Obama, and I don't doubt that the President Obama, given his disdain for fossil fuels, if he could wave a magic wand, would have it go away. It would provide for his green utopia, right? But he hasn't yet. He's quickly becoming a lame duck, and obviously the companies lawyer up when these threats come from the EPA, and I think you just recognize the threat and you take it on, and they have so far held that off. So if they haven't done it yet, we only have, you know, a few short years to wage that battle, Larry, right?
Well, it's busted twice up there already.
It's different technology, though.
Yeah, it's a different
technology. Technology doesn't mean squat when the EPA gets involved.
But we held them off so far under the Obama administration. But, I mean, you're right. It's a threat. You got to manage the threat just like you manage anything.
I don't consider it a threat. I consider it an inevitability.
I don't know if I'd go that far, Larry.
Well, if it was an inevitability, why haven't they done it yet? He's in his
second
term.
They're getting around to it. You know, to get people to buy communism, you can't have prosperous people. So it's in their best interest to do away with fracking. You can't have a prosperous North Dakota out there.
Appreciate the call, Larry. We'll see if others agree with you. I mean, look, there's threats out there without question. Price of oil, which is variable. I mean, there's all kinds of things. But I think the point is, it is a different era. And set all that aside, look, you'd have to be from a different planet not to recognize there's a boom going on. There is. So why not call it what it is? That's my take.
Boomtown USA.
Yeah.
It does have a nice ring, although I'm a little biased. I don't like that moniker because I like what Tom Rolstead has done and all the Bakken Boomtown and booming in the Bakken and rocking the Bakken. I don't have to make up my own bumper stickers that way.
I give them full credit in Williston. They know how to just go out there and promote and embrace it and take it on. It's fun to watch. 800-228-0550. Marla on our Facebook page says, embrace it, but not with blindness. Prepare for the bad while promoting the good. See, there's good old-fashioned Northern Plains common sense right there, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, embrace it, but be aware of what are the threats out there and prepare for that and manage it and It's the elephant in the room. I'm of the Williston mentality versus the Dickinson mentality. Even though I think Dickinson has a good approach. You know, hey, we're multifaceted. And by the way, Williston's kind of made that point too, that this was a effort of the Convention and Visitors Bureau in Williston, and they've made a point of, you know, talking about other amenities that they have as well as part of this. So they're not, in other words, obviously Boomtown talks about oil and gas development, but they're throwing out other things. Who's right here? Steve says Boomtown USA, not the best name to embrace for Williston because it reminds folks a bus could follow. I say hogwash. Williston and all the Bakken is in a boom.
Well, so Boomtown is a casino in Reno, Nevada.
Let's not ignore the elephant in the room. Who's right? You can weigh in on this topic or any on what's on your mind by calling us at 800-228-0550.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com if you want to shoot us an email, or you can go to our Facebook or Twitter accounts, whatsonyourmindradio.com. We'll get you to everything you need to know. Scott, I don't know if you caught in the news, Judge Ralph Erickson, Chief Judge of the U.S. District Court for North Dakota, said this to tribal officials about public safety, and I think he is so spot on with this. And the criminal justice system on reservations at the third annual tribal consultation conference last week, he said, quote, "If we wait for a solution to come from Washington, we will lose another generation of our children." Now, this was applied to the reservations. I think this could apply to everyone.
I think it could apply to a lot of bureaucracies, to tell you the truth. I know Judge Erickson and applaud him. I think, you know, it's refreshing. Sometimes there's a little bit of judicial restraint, sometimes in comments like that. But, boy, well said, and common sense tells you that's certainly the – but I think it's a good wake-up call for everybody and everything. If, you know, to wait around for a solution from government, in other words, oh, you know, fix the problems – you know, even tie this to the oil patch. Oh, you know, just blow up your sleeves, go to work, get it done, right? I mean, if you wait for a solution to come from somebody else, you're going to lose a generation of a lot of things. And he's certainly right about the awful situation on the reservations. So I applaud Judge Erickson. We had actually that exact question posted on our Facebook page and asked whether or not you think that lesson could apply to other problems in America, other bureaucracies. Sean says, how about if we wait for an answer to come from government in general? How about instead we start taking responsibility for ourselves, encourage others to do the same? Government is not our nanny, but we have allowed it to become that, in large part because we want to shrink or shirk our responsibilities, he says. Sid says, to Sean's comment, I would add that we now change our local and state laws to reflect Washington's wishes so we can access federal money. Call your reps, tell them to vote no on continuing resolutions. You can weigh in if you'd like on our Facebook page, as Steve mentions as well. David says, government is not the solution. It's part of the problem, especially when it becomes a crutch people rely on instead of taking responsibility and taking these issues on yourself locally. How much dependency do they have on the federal government instead of using their sovereignty and take care of the issues locally?
You know,
I think...
Go ahead, Steve. One of the things is, you know, every study I've read, every sociological study... five generations. That's all. It takes five generations to change a society. How many generations on the reservations are we into now? It's well beyond five. And now we're into on a national level, more of a socialist type of government. You know, where are we at in our generations as Americans? You know, five generations. That number stands out to me. Five generations is all it takes to change a culture.
Dependence on government is dangerous, and I think more than ever, just the laboratory of that whole thing of the cycle of dependency look at the we're debating Obamacare, right? We're debating Obamacare. Look at government provided health care on the reservations. Look what that's done. I mean, you know, there's a laboratory there of how not to go about things. Tim Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Tell us.
Hey, Scott. I'll have to excuse myself. I haven't been listening to the show, but it sounds like you're talking about Obamacare. But I just saw an article where Indiana's looking to have like a 73 or 75% increase in premiums for the state of Indiana. Are you looking at getting somebody from the state on your show so they can talk about this and get it exposed? And because it's going to be a great impact to all people in the state of North Dakota, and I think it's time that we get to see what it's all about and get ARP and some of these other people that are trying to disguise it and that type of thing. Expose them, I guess, more than anything. So
we always welcome your suggestions. We actually, Steve and I, keep a little list right here next to the microphone and make a note when we get suggestions, and that's certainly an update as well. We'll take specifically a look at that Indiana story and see how it might apply to North Dakota for you.
Okay, good enough. Well, I'll let you go. Okay, thanks, Scott.
Thank you. Department of Human Services, maybe Maggie Anderson, some of the folks from the legislature, all good suggestions there. Thanks for the call, Tim. Email in on this debate on Boomtown. You are right, Scott. Boomtown is full of energy. It's an exciting place to travel and do business. Steve is overthinking and expects people to know the inner issues. It's about tourism and business development. Okay, I'm winning this one by a landslide of 2-0.
I think you are, but, you know, I was on your side, and then I had this discussion with the folks from Dickinson, and I saw their side, and there's validity to their point. They're right. They're right. It, it's not about a boom or bust cycle. There's a negative connotation that comes with Boomtown, I think.
Travis says if there was going to be a bust to this, it would have happened a few years ago. And if it does, it'll be 30, 40 years down the road. Too much at stake under the ground here. Already too much infrastructure in place as far as energy to have it bust. Need to remind him that this energy development isn't all about Williston. It affects all of northwest North Dakota and most of western North Dakota. Trickles into central and eastern part of the state. That's down including eastern Montana, which is seeing the activity of the Bakken. The Bakken is here to stay. Wherever you're living, embrace it, manage it. There will always be activity in the Bakken. It'll run in peaks and valleys. Interesting that the first year of the rig started drilling around here, everybody was saying, well, in another year, none of this stuff will be around. All you preparing for it, managing for it. In the dust when it busts. Well, if my calculations are right, that was about 5 years ago or longer. Don't see any bust in sight. By the way, the internal combustible engine is here to stay, folks. For those seeking energy in algae and batteries, best move on over to the ice. All right, Travis, good points. Appreciate the call. I love the Facebook social media audience of What's On Your Mind, too. You guys do us well by giving us your feedback 24/7 at Facebook, and you can find it from whatsonyourmindradio.com or give us a call at 800-228-0550. Here's more of your comments on Judge Erickson's point that you were raising earlier, Steve. Judge Ralph Erickson is chief judge of the U.S. District Court for North Dakota, one of the federal judges assigned to North Dakota, and he was at a criminal justice tribal conference last week, and he said, quote, if you wait for a solution to come from Washington, we will lose another generation of our children. So we asked, hey, does this lesson apply to more than just what he was talking about, specifically the situation on the reservation? And John picks up your point, Steve. He says, this is what happens with socialism. The best thing that could happen would be for no federal dollars to the states, with the exception of infrastructure. The federal government picking winners and losers, and our representatives in Washington all vying to be the king of pork, has brought us to the mess we're in.
Amen.
Yeah. You're at a loss for words. Amen.
What is there more to say?
Pastor Steve, amen.
Right. He's right. Sing it from the mountain. Go ahead. I'm on board with that. It's so simple. We need to quit leaning on the federal government for so many things. And people have said it time and time again on this program. Protect the borders. That's your job. And beyond that, leave us alone.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about an exciting project in Watford City, North Dakota. Talking about life in the boom, in the Bakken, when we come back.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Bakken is buzzing about drill and dry absorbents from Green Technologies. Green Technologies is the exclusive distributor of drill and dry, a product that can save you time and save you money in the oil patch. It is the best all-natural absorbent product specifically produced for oil field applications. Drill and Dry from Green Technologies. Find out more at gtmwt.com. That's their website, gtmwt.com, or call 855-246-4312. It's a fine-grade product with unique properties made as an efficient absorbent commonly used for oil and water cleanup, spills, and other environmental remediation. And the high absorption results in rapid drill bit cuttings drying. High internal void volume results in savings up to 30%, too. Drill and Dry, the best all-natural absorbent specifically produced for oil field applications. Green Technologies is the place to get Drill and Dry. Call 855-246-4312 or online at gtmwt.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Agriculture.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
It's been way too long since. What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hennen. This is What's on Your Mind. We want to know what's on your mind, what's going on around the region, and one big event going on today up in McKenzie County. Economic Development Director Gene Veeder joining us on the program, and Mark Schvai of Consolidated Construction. They're having a little dedication up in Watford City, all part of the Affordable Housing for Essential Needs Workers. Gentlemen, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Good morning. Gene, tell us, what is Affordable Housing for Essential Needs? And who are those workers?
Well, we've been dealing with this for a couple of years that, you know, there's people want to come and live and work in these growing communities, but the cost of housing and the pace we're dealing with has really put those costs kind of over what you would find for a school teacher or a sheriff or a police officer. So this project here is kind of targeted out what we call essential workers, those people that we just have to have here that probably won't get the salaries that you might find in the oil field. So that's a place where we stepped in and tried to provide some quality housing for them so they can attract the school teachers and the police officers and those people that we need to run this this kind of booming economy out here.
So how do you, just to give us a sense of how this works, in other words, obviously a teacher, law enforcement folks, do you have a certain pool, certain dedicated schools, certain law enforcement? Just how do you manage the whole thing, Gene?
Well, it's the way you have to do things out here, you have to partner with all kinds of people. McKenzie County partnered with the city of Watford City. We partnered with the school district. We pooled our resources together. We went with the state of North Dakota, and now we receive some housing incentive fund dollars, and Attorney General Stangeum had some law enforcement dollars in there. And there's a few dollars for a daycare, so we pool those all into one big project and putting them together to really kind of just try to cut down the cost of building these things. You know, the good part is it's booming out here. The bad part is it does cost more to build out here. So it's a pretty unique partnership between city, county, school district, and the state to get this built.
And then In the case of the rents, are they then reduced if they fall into one of those categories, or is it included in their compensation? How do you do it that way?
No, it's strictly part of the rental package. You know, we've decided that the state put in an idea of what law enforcement should be paying. You know, and they're ranging from $650 to $800 a month. It's not part of their package, but It's what we call affordable rent, based on what affordable rent is designated in the state of North Dakota. So each unit, for example, the school gets X number of units, the county gets X number of units, law enforcement gets X number of units, and that's how that works. So they're dedicated to those units, and they have priority for those. It helps them recruiting, you know. The big thing is we had to really push this today because we wanted to make sure that the teachers could get moved in before school starts. So we got people moving in while we're still building units, but that was really a big piece of the contractor's push for us. Consolidated did a great job for us on that.
How many units are there, and what's the occupancy rate right now?
24 units, and all of them are spoken for. We've got two sitting there that we're trying to decide who's more important to get. Yes, you know, you do get to the point where what is essential is who is more essential. But we had thought at one time that we'd have some available for the public, but we don't. You know, we're continually hiring law enforcement officers. The school has hired, you know, they just keep hiring teachers, and so... But it's really helped them to, there still is not available housing here yet. So they can come in and look at a unit and get into it right away. So well, they're full.
That leads to the next question is, are there more projects on the horizon? How many more do you need?
We will never quit. You know, I think, you know, you just got to keep doing this. We do hope that eventually, you know, the market will build enough units so that, that costs can level off a little bit. But as you said, I was listening to your show earlier, it's been going on for 5 years. McKenzie County has still got, we think, 20, 25 years of expiration left here, 20 years. So really right now it's what we decided to do was rather than putting these people in trailer houses and giving them temporary type units to give them something decent to live in, and they're transitional units. We don't expect these people to live in them for the next 10 years, that they're 1,000 square foot units, but they can live in them till they can buy a home or kind of get an eye on what's going on. So, we've got to keep going on it. Yep.
Any questions for our guests are welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. In addition to Gene Veeder, Economic Development Director for McKenzie County, we have Mark Schwy here from Consolidated Construction that was in charge of this project. And brag a little bit about your creation here, if you would. Mark, Wolf Run Village, tell us a little bit about what's come out of the ground here.
Well, it's been a very interesting project. Is this Steve or Scott that we're speaking to?
Well, you got both of us, but the question was for me, Scott. Yeah.
Same as you have Gene and Mark. Yes, thank you. well, you know, we've all had a little bit of rain here this spring, haven't we? So we mobilized on site starting in about May, and Bakken Housing Partners was the chosen developer from Gene and the group that funded the project, who in turn turned around and hired us. But we put a modular project together. I think in total there'll be 42 units when it's all completed. And we started in May, I think about May 10th would be exact. And to have them ready at this point here, the first week of August, is a feat that will probably go down in our company's history books. And I really, it was made possible because the subcontractors for this project understood the urgency. It's pretty easy to rally people around the causes of safety and education for our families. And we use that quite a bit as motivation with our subs, saying, you know, we've got to try to drive for that here, and that's what this project develops. We brought in, we used as many local people as we could, and then we brought in subcontractors from another 5 states. Wisconsin, Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, and Colorado. So it's been a resource pool here that's all pulled together because how can you argue with safety and education?
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you have any questions or comments for our guests, an event taking place in Watford City today. We're talking with McKenzie County Economic Development Director Gene Veeder and Mark Schwy of Consolidated Construction. Jim in Rame, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, well, I was just wondering, I applaud the efforts for this cheap housing and whatnot, or affordable housing, I guess. But I'm kind of looking at it in a different story. If I don't think that they made the people that came and built this take a wage cut to come out here and build the housing, what would happen if we made this housing or made the wages of the people that we are trying to put into this housing comparable to the oil field workers? What kind of best and brightest people would we get what kind of teaching pool, teachers pool would we have if we offered them $100,000 a year to come out and teach school in our area so that they could afford the housing? What kind of teachers would that bring for our school boards to pick from? Or the best police officers in the area, if we offered them more money and made their wages comparable to what other people are making. Instead of having the housing cheaper, let them be able to afford the other housing.
Jim will direct that question to Gene Veeder, and Gene, obviously, what he's suggesting would take a pretty significant increase in the bottom line of running law enforcement and education. A little utopian, but what do you think of it?
Well, in a perfect world, that's the way it would be. The wages for teachers and law enforcement here are up 30% to 40% above what they are across the state. But realistically, when you're in the heart of this thing, which I am, and you guys have been very aware of that, we have to act. And so in some respects, it isn't about the cost. It's about simply having housing. We don't have 42 units available in this community right now, regardless of cost. So yeah, if somebody can fix that and pay teachers and law enforcement officials what they want, but taxpayers in North Dakota have not really championed behind that. So we're dealing with, in a real world here, we got to get these people on board. And I'm about making things happen locally. You really just have to get it done. So, I agree totally, but that's not the world we live in right now. So, I think somewhere down the road, hopefully this will even out and the market will take care of this thing.
Jim, thanks for the call. Let's go to Sean in Fargo for our guests. You're on What's On Your Mind. Sean, go ahead.
How's it going?
Good, sir.
Hey, I got a question for your guest here. I know we're incentivizing all the new people coming in and doing housing and stuff like that for them so they get on their feet and giving them more incentives for pay and stuff like that. But what are we doing to incentivize the current employees and the current teachers and police officers and workforce from there? I got a lot of background noise here, so I'll hang up and listen to your response.
Yeah, I could go ahead and answer that, too. Yeah, the increased salaries are not just for new people. Our teachers here, I would say that it is more costly, too, but it's not strictly for the new people here. By the way, when you're in a community like Watford City, about 80% of this community are new people. And so we all consider ourselves one big community, and we've tried hard not to separate one from the other. But if you've been a law enforcement officer or a teacher for 20 years, you're compensated at the same percentage rate that a new teacher would be. And of course, salaries are up, but the cost of living is up. So we're in the middle of some real challenges. I get that. But again, for people like me, don't whine about it. Do something about it. And this is a step we're taking here. We haven't talked really about the daycare piece either, but that there's a 200 child daycare center coming in here, and that seemed to be a huge, huge piece for us to get these people into the workforce. They need quality daycare as well. So one thing I want to make sure I mentioned, though, is that we've also had pretty good participation from oil companies like Whiting and Power Fuels and QEP and MBI. They've put in about $300,000 into this project as well. So, there's a lot of players here. What I'm proud about in this community is talk is cheap and action is what makes it happen. So really just some of this has been a real poke in the dark and a hope and a prayer, but boy, it's looking good. I'm really proud of this project.
Sounds exciting. Mark, anything else you want to get in before we let you guys go?
No, I think it's all been said, guys.
You have quite a contingent coming up there today, too, Gene, right? Governor Dalrymple will be there, the Attorney General, and, a good representation for the state. So this is getting the attention of more places than just in and around Rockford City, right?
Well, we're finding if we provide solutions, we've had pretty good luck getting support from our state, but they kind of want to hear how you're going to do it. And so this is a group effort here, and we're real proud of it. So it'll be a fun day. Sun's coming out right now, too, by the way.
Well, we'll let you get to it. Thanks, gentlemen.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's On Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Hey, Scott Hillen with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Youngevity link is the place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with Youngevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Youngevity link.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Can you go without a good meal for 3 days? Is your pantry prepared for what's around the corner? At PantryPrepared.com, we offer gourmet meals for any budget. They're GMO-free, contain no MSG, and have a 25-year shelf life. Gluten-free meals are also available. Order this week and get free shipping and a free cube stove that heats up to 1,200 degrees. To learn more about a free 1-year supply package, visit PantryPrepared.com. That's PantryPrepared.com or call 801-913-1441.
Raising your own chickens for food is great, but how will you get them ready for the dinner table? Do it the fast and easy way with a power plucker from PowerPlucker.com. The power plucker is a simple attachment that works with a power drill and removes feathers in a flash. Whether you're a homesteader or a bird hunter, you'll save time and money, and we guarantee you'll love it. Order right now at PowerPlucker.com and receive free shipping. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Question, you give us the answer. What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennen. Looks like it should be a pretty good day for that groundbreaking. What a great event up in Watford City today. That starts at 10 o'clock. Weather up in Watford City, about 61 right now. Around the rest of the region, Bismarck, Mandan, 60. Williston, 57. Minot, 58, 60 in Dickinson, Jamestown 63, Devil's Lake 61, Grand Forks 59, Fargo 59, Billings and Miles City 59 and 56 respectively, Mobridge, South Dakota 63, and in Lemon it is 61. Let's get back to the phones. John, what's on your mind in Bismarck?
Hi, I called before when actually Mr. Hovind was on, very few times he is, and said he was a coward, basically. and I have the proof in it. I'm sitting here looking at, I've called every, probably three days a week for the last 2 weeks to get his schedule during the recess and ask when he's going to have open forum town hall meetings where I go to a mic for a minute 30, ask a question, and he answers back in front of everybody, and that makes him accountable. It's pretty hard for him to give a political bull crud answer when there's 100 people sitting there, because they're not going to put up with it. And he won't do it. And his schedule for this week is with the Interior Secretary, Wednesday, August 7th. Later in the day, he's at the refinery to cut a ribbon, and then he's at a photo op for a medal-giving ceremony. And then he meets with the Chamber of Commerce, i.e. special interest group that he helped get immigration passed through the Senate with. So he has no interest in having a dialogue with us, we the people that voted him into office, unlike Mr. Kramer, who comes on your show for an hour every day, and we can ask him the questions. But that isn't good enough. Open forum, town hall meetings, like the rest of the congressmen that are going back to their districts and talking to their people. We need to get rid of Mr. Hovind. He is not listening to us. And proof is his recent vote to give the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt money. Even Heidi Heitkamp voted against that. Thank you.
I'm sorry, Scott, go ahead.
I don't think
all the congressional delegations that head back, a lot of them take vacation. You know, a lot of them don't spend the time stumping around their state and getting in contact with a lot of the constituents. I think ours does a pretty good job of doing that.
Where's an open forum town hall meeting? Where can I go and ask a question of Mr. Hovind, like, why did you vote to give money to our enemies? And get an answer straightforward from him.
But I just want to point out, that particular vote you're referring to, I think, as I recall, we were at Bobcat visiting with this Senator Hovind. Someone called in about it, and he disagreed with the assertion that he'd voted in favor of that. So he's been asked about that on the program before. Let me ask you this. Heidi Heitkamp did a 20-minute, you know, Twitter town hall, she doesn't come on this program despite our repeated invites.
I call her office 3 days a week, and I left a deal on her Facebook and her email saying that the Twitter isn't enough because it's a cop-out. She can pick and choose which soft questions she's going to take. They're both cowards. They don't have the guts of a Rand Paul or a Lee or a Cruz. A good share, if you look at the agendas, you pull the agendas up of these other congressmen, they're having open forum town hall meetings in their districts. I love you guys, but you're making an excuse for them. This is a republic, a democracy.
No, I didn't hear anybody making an excuse. I didn't hear anybody making an excuse, John. I was just trying to get at whether this was a beef specifically with the Senator Hovind or whether general you'd like your members of Congress to be more accessible. I'm just trying to get a sense of, you know, is this a particular, you know,
no, not at all. Because
tip you have about the senator, and because to me this is I don't care if you're a House member, a Senate member, legislator. To me, more access, more town halls. What's your suggestion? Is a good idea,
Mr. Kramer. I've praised him on your show, and I've come at him on your show. But right now, he is the best congressional delegate that we have, because he has transparency. Ms. Heitkamp or Mr. Hovind do not. I'm a staunch Ronald Reagan conservative, was Republican, but I've abandoned the Republican Party because there is no conservatives left in the Republican. And I thought Mr. Hovind would be that conservative coming out of one of the most conservative states in the union, and he's turned out not to be. I mean, just look at his votes.
John, we're coming up against a break. Thank you for your opinions. Thank you for your phone call. We got to get one more phone call in. Jake in Minot, what's on your mind?
Hi, say, I'm up here in Minot. Junior Hovind, of course, he's inheriting the big bank up here. They have skin in the game, you know, whether it's Ag Patch or the oil patch. They just added to their board a big oil guy. And I remember when he was sitting in the governor's seat, this pipeline was going to come down and take no Bakken oil. He didn't make a peep. That was the Montana governor that said, you got to take oil. I just heard him on the air, too. He's claiming our sugar program, it's no cost. Well, the federal government is just spending $50 million and up to try to bail out these collapsing sugar prices. If they don't manage it, the taxpayers are caught withholding the bag on that for hundreds of millions of bad loans.
Maybe Jake, appreciate the call. Sorry we're up against the break. Got your 2 cents in there anyway, and we appreciate it very much. All right, folks, these are any other issues. When we come back, Congressman Kevin Cramer of the Talk Radio Town Hall next hour. Don't go away.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennin want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted for increasing soybean aphid populations. Aphids are found on the underside of leaves in the upper trifoliate. The economic threshold for soybean aphids is 250 aphids per plant on 80% or more of the plants. Scout fields from the late vegetative to the R5 growth stages. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a tank mix application of glyphosate and insecticide if soybean aphid numbers are not at an economic threshold. Applying insecticides too early may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.